This is Wellspring, a service of Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital on 1450 WHTC, Holland's news leader.
I usually say, here's Sarah Donkersloot. Sarah Donkersloot.
Yeah, and this is Sarah Donkersloot. You know, Juke, we've been doing this show. I know I've been doing it for over 10 years.
Yeah.
And I have always joked with my people that are going to be here with me that I've never had a time where I haven't had someone in the seat next to me
right.
that I hadn't planned. And this morning I went to pick up my guest, and when I went to pick her up, she said, I was planning on next week. And I just went, oh. So today, Juke, it's you and me. So as I was driving here, I thought, okay, I have 15 minutes of airtime to fill. So you are going to interview me because I am the guest today.
All right. Sarah, I'm just wondering when you started with the hospital.
I started in the hospital almost 24 years ago. And I started in a part-time capacity working in the marketing and community relations department at that point. And ironically, I was hired because at that time years ago, there was going to be a radio station that was opening in town. And they asked if I would do a show like what I'm doing now. Yeah. And it was only going to be about 6 hours a week. And I had a young family and I thought that sounded great. And they hired me in November and I started to do prepping, you know, what was going to be the time schedule and who could be possible guests. And then the radio station never opened up. And so I said to him, what do you want to do? Would you like to keep me on? And they said yes. And ironically, now, how many years later, I'm doing exactly what they hired me for. So
isn't that something?
Yes. And it's just been a wonderful fit for me because I, you know, live in the community. I was born at Zeeland Community Hospital. I've been a patient at Zeeland Community Hospital. And so I can really truly say it's a great place.
Now you have a family.
I have a family. That's exactly right. I have my husband. We've lived in Zeeland all our life, and we have three sons. We are now officially empty nesters. So,
really?
Yes. One lives in Grand Rapids. Another is in medical school at the University of Michigan, and another one lives in Texas. So
nobody in the house.
Nobody in the house. That's exactly right. But I said to my husband, you know, even though we don't have anyone in the house, you know, very, very involved in the community.
Yes.
And so I can talk to people about some of those community events that I'm involved in. I know that's, and I wear my hospital hat because, you know, my job is community relations director.
Right.
And so the hospital says be involved in the community.
But what are you involved in?
What I'm involved in the community is, I know I'm, you mentioned you had Carla Flanders on this morning. The hospital is, you know, involved with Pumpkin Fest, and we have been involved with Pumpkin Fest for years. In fact, we're the proud sponsor of the Pumpkin Fest parade. But I know you've had your fill of Pumpkin Fest today. I'm also involved with the Zeeland Education Foundation, and that is part of Zeeland Public Schools. And that is just a wonderful group of people who are raising funds so that we can do additional things in the school above and beyond that which is budgeted. And so people can give money to the foundation through the Community Foundation of the Holland Zeeland area. And then we use the money, you know, from the investments to do wonderful programs for kids in the schools. It's been things like Lego, you know, things for kids in the classroom, and many, many other grants that we give out on a yearly basis. Another hat that I wear just as a community member, but I'm going to give a plug for it, is for the Zeeland Historical Society. And I agreed to come on the board 2 years ago, and I serve with Mary Beth Timmer as co-chairperson. But the Historical Society is celebrating our 40th anniversary this year. And we are celebrating with a birthday bash at the schoolhouse. And it is a free event on Wednesday, August 6th. And it's at the New Groningen Schoolhouse. And have you ever been to the New Groningen Schoolhouse?
I've never been in it, no.
What the Historical Society did probably about 8 years ago is they purchased the schoolhouse and they have renovated it to make it a one-room schoolhouse for what schooling was like years ago.
Right.
And so if you go in, you'll see the wooden desk, and you'll see the teacher's desk, and you'll see the black chalkboards, and it is just a wonderful resource for people in our community. So that's one half of the schoolhouse. And then the other half of the schoolhouse is a place where people can have meetings, or they could have family events. And so we decided we wanted to showcase this beautiful resource to our community. So we are inviting people, as I said, to an ice cream social on Wednesday, August 6th. There's no cost. We don't know, have any idea how many people are going to turn out. My husband said to me last night, he said, Sarah, how many invitations have you sent out? And I said, well, you know, we've sent them out to people who are members of the Historical Society and people who are donors. But I said, we're going to publicize it to the community. And I said, 200, 250. And he said, what if you don't have enough ice cream? And I said, we'll make do. But anyway, it's going to be from 6 to 8 p.m. at the schoolhouse. There's going to be free ice cream. There's going to be schoolhouse tours. There's going to be children's games. There's going to be live music. There's going to be a giant sprinkler. And at 7 o'clock, we are going to unveil the donor board, because there have been many, many generous people in our community who have given so that the Historical Society could purchase the schoolhouse, and we want to recognize those people by the unveiling of the donor board.
Very good.
So that's a hat that I wear in the community.
Now, you wear a hat of pride for the hospital, I know.
I do wear a hat of pride for the hospital. And, you know, we're on a fiscal year which ends June 30. And one of the things that we measure for the hospital, one is financial, but another one is patient satisfaction. And so all through the year, patient satisfaction surveys are sent to inpatients and those people who have outpatient procedures, such as a mammogram, an X-ray, outpatient surgery, a lab test. And all of those results are collected. And we just got an email this last week from the person who is in charge of that area. And she said, I am proud to say that our goal was for, in our survey, for people to answer a question, would you recommend Zeeland Community Hospital to your family member or friend? Our goal was that 83% of the people, you know, who returned the surveys would say that, and we reached 84%.
Really?
So that's just a tribute to the hospital in the care that people are receiving, and very proud to be able to say
that. I've got a call here, Sarah. Good morning. You're on the line with Sarah.
Yeah, probably tell people where the school is.
The schoolhouse. I will gladly tell you where the schoolhouse is. It is located on Pawpaw Drive.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
If you are familiar with the Holland Fish and Game Club, if you just go a little further down the way, you know, toward the bridge, the schoolhouse is going to be on the west side of the road. And we are asking, if people come to this event, that they park at the New Groningen School, elementary school. And then we are going to have cars, you know, that will be able to transport those people who may be older and want to come to the ice cream social. So they can be transported. And then if you park at the schoolhouse for this event, there is a gate through the play yard from New Groningen to the New Groningen schoolhouse. So people will just be able to walk over and enjoy the music and the ice cream and everything else.
Hey, thanks, Sarah.
Thank you.
All right. Looks like you'll have a few people there.
I hope we have a few people. And someone said, what if it rains? Well, if it rains, rain or shine, there's inside, we'll still have the ice cream. So it's going to be a great event for the community. And I know we've been very blessed because Peg McNichol from the Holland Sentinel has taken a special interest in the Zeeland Historical Society. And I think she's going to be following up with a nice article that talks about the history of the Zeeland Historical Society.
I think what's interesting, too, is the way the old Zeeland Hospital has been utilized.
It is wonderful. And if people have never been to City on a Hill Ministry, it is worth going to. And, you know, it was very interesting, you know, when the hospital made the decision to build at its current location, you know, they said, what are we going to do with this beautiful resource? And they had, some people that approach them to say, you know, we'll purchase this and we'll do something commercially for it. But Haven Christian Reformed Church had a very unique idea to take this building and make it into a ministry center. And the hospital board said, yeah, let's do that. We maybe could have gotten more money, you know, for it if it was sold right. to a commercial person, but we believe in what this building could be. And if you go into City on a Hill, you will just be surprised at the ministries and the organizations that are there. You know, I could easily be wrong, but I'm just going to say the number of maybe 40 different ministries that are there, all the way from a wonderful cafe to a health clinic. And I know the hospital is involved in that health clinic by providing, you know, some mammogram services and laboratory services for people, you know, who aren't who don't have insurance, who aren't able to do that. But, you know, we have things like Compassionate Heart Ministries there. There's a wonderful quilting ministry where people can take things that have been special to a loved one. I'm going to cite, for example, my son was in track, and my husband said to me just the other day, maybe we should take some of his old track T-shirts because he was involved. And they can take all those T-shirts and they can make them into a quilt.
Really?
And then what they do is you end up paying a donation, or maybe it's not a donation, maybe it's a certain fee, and then that ministry gives that money that you pay to make that wonderful remembrance quilt to a mission in Africa. So, you know, this is what's happening at City on a Hill Ministries, and Greg Allens is the person who's in charge there, and I'm certain if you would like a tour, he would be more than willing to share mm-hmm. what this beautiful resource is for the community.
Very good, very good. I know I'm acquainted with Donna Bunce at Compassionate Heart, and they do a great job of what they're doing.
It is just wonderful. We went back as a leadership team, and we had a meeting there, and we got a tour, and our mouths just dropped, you know, when we walked into how creative people have been in using that space. And specifically, we went into the Compassionate Heart area, which was our family birth center. So, you know, completely different. And we saw all these wonderful computers and gaming units and things for people to be involved in. And I remember our IT person looking at it and saying, this is great stuff. And I know they have plans to expand because they've outgrown that facility. They have. Kudos to them for meeting a true need in our community.
So now the hospital itself, that as it exists now, is really a unique hospital. Small town hospitals are few and far between now.
You know, and I think when we joined with Spectrum Health, we made a commitment to remain in the community and to be a hospital that serves the needs of our community. And so, you know, that is why we continue to be involved in things like Pumpkin Fest and Zealomania and other events in the community. We have a very robust educational program. I've talked about that before, about classes that we offer all the way from free senior seminars to childbirth classes to first aid. But you know, we have that wonderful connection that we have with Spectrum. Recently, you know, being what in the top echelon of hospitals in the nation. And so we say that we are able to take care of the majority of your health care needs here at Zealand Community Hospital. But when we need to, we have the wonderful resource of Spectrum Health. I've shared it with before here is the same doctors that are in our ER are the doctors that are in the ER downtown.
Right.
And so, you know, if someone needs to have a procedure, you know, have something done in an emergent situation, we say come to Zealand because your wait is going to be very, very mm-hmm. short and you're going to be seeing excellent physicians.
Right, right. And you have no plans whatsoever of changing your life.
I have no plans whatsoever in changing my life. I work with a very gifted staff who are out in the community, and it's my privilege to work with them. And, you know, we have been very privileged to have Henry Veenstra in leadership role.
I always enjoy talking to Henry.
He always plans on coming on the first of the year, and, you know, he has truly the heart of the community is in his heart.
He
has the heart of the patient, and he will always say to us at meetings is Zealand Community Hospital is not a hospital. The hospital is the people. And when you care for someone, care for that person as if it is your mother, your father, your child, your grandchild, your loved one, your next door neighbor.
Very important.
It's very, very important. Very important.
That attitude is just amazing, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. So, Juke, I think we filled the 15 minutes.
You know, I think we did. We did.
So, anyway, thanks for letting me be your guest today,
okay,
and thanks for listening to Wellspring.
Pleasure.
And next week, we will have the person who will be here to talk about diabetes. Until next week, Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital wishes you well.
Thanks for listening to Wellspring, presented by Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital on 1450 WHTC, Holland's news leader.